If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Lou Manfredini, Mr. Fix-It. I would imagine you do have family members that call a lot, right?
Constantly.
Yeah. And John Williams and Steve Bertrand.
Yeah.
If you have a question for Mr. Fix-It, you can call right now or you can text 312-981-7200. Suzanne has been waiting for you to get on here. Here's her question. I need wood boards and rails replaced with composite on a 10 by 13 deck. Most big companies say it's too small for them. Small companies have no referrals. If they come out, they don't follow through. Any kind of suggestions?
Well, I don't know where she lives, but that's right up the alley of the Mega Pros guys, because they, you know, they're kind of soup to nuts, whether it's small jobs like that or larger remodels, and they absolutely could help them with a project like that.
Okay. Mega Pros, right?
Yep. Mega Pros.
Here comes another one. I turn on microwave, half of power goes out, but all breakers are on. And I did not call an electrician. Then 2 weeks later, ComEd arrives and repairs the line in the yard. Did the microwave cause this? And do all homes have two lines? And how did they know since there were no down lines? That's interesting, because you're looking at them, you're like, how do they know? Was it me? Did I cause this?
Well, so now the big thing, you know, Commonwealth Edison, along with other power companies across the country, have been using these smart meters. And with these smart meters, they can actually determine what's going on. It sounds like to me there's a thing with electrical services called phase. And there's you typically have two phases that head into a home. There's typically two hots and a neutral. And you could lose half of that. And that's why half of the power goes out, but the other half doesn't. And a utility with these new smart meters can actually, they can verify that. And then they come out, you don't even know you didn't even call them, and they came and fixed it.
Please ask Lou the name of the safe ant spray to use on kitchen countertops. It's a three-letter name.
It's called SLA. And it is actually not for ants, but it works really well for that. Another one that you can spray on the counter is called STEM, four letters, STEM, and that does that's designed specifically for ants and rodents, and it's actually a biological, so it's a little bit on the safer side to use on counters.
Lou.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Well, I got to tell you, I talked to somebody who was cleaning out an old garage and something got into the old Beanie Babies. It was mice. Ooh. And then they got all panicked, like, oh, what about hantavirus? Are you running into people that are in that panic mode about that, too, when we've been cleaning out mouse poop infested places forever?
Yeah, the thing is that for years I have been preaching the fact that, you know, mice and rats carry diseases that we don't want. And I would get a lot of people, you know, and I would make recommendations about using baits and poisons. They're killing all these rats and, you know, these mice and they're blah, blah, blah. And I go, I get it. But there's a really bad side to this, and so controlling a rodent issue, no matter how you do it, is smart.
Yeah, absolutely. And as one of the doctors on the air said, wear a mask, wear gloves, you know. Don't inhale the dust that you're kicking up when you're cleaning out barns or sheds or storage units.
100%. Right.
Okay, let's 100%. Go to Denny. Is our phone's locked in, Drew? Let's go to Denny. Denny, you have a toilet that's not flushing?
I do. As a good husband, my wife wanted a little bidet, so we got this little bidet attachment to a toilet. And I had to put a little T water valve on it, you know, for where the incoming water is. Well, I stripped that little plastic thing of the float. So I went and bought the identical thing, put it in. Everything's working fine. I did not touch any of the what do you call them, the things that come up and drain the water. That's all the same. But
the flapper, the fill valve, all that stuff.
The flapper, yeah. I'm not sure what I did different, but the toilet doesn't really flush. It does, but it has some, like if you would put toilet paper in it, it wouldn't go all the way down. It would take like two or three more flushes. And I can't see it being anything with the bidet because the water is on or off. So there's no additional water going in. And I have the settings on the float mechanism identical. In fact, it's the same brand as I had before. But the toilet is not, all the water does not go out. Some of the water goes in, but then most of the water just kind of circulates, and it takes three or four flushes.
So if the tank is still filling and it's at the right level, this is just a coincidence that this is happening. If all you changed was the water fill valve by putting a T for the bidet, big fan of a bidet, by the way, then it might just be an issue with something internally on the toilet. 90% of the time when a toilet doesn't flush properly, it's because the holes under the rim are clogged. And if you take a metal coat hanger and you bend a little bit of it and you scrape each one of those holes, kind of like a dentist does with a dental tool when they're taking the plaque out, that, along with a little CLR in the tank, can help clean that out and improve the action. The other thing that could happen is there could be something in the toilet itself that you need to use a closet auger or a plunger to make sure that that's all clear.
Man, that is impressive. I didn't even know there were little holes under there, Lou. Christo.
Sure, that's what gives you the swirling action.
Christo's on line three. Christo, what kind of question do you have for Mr. Fix-It?
Well, I need to know how we can go about placing or replacing the inside pane of a double pane window on a double hung from 1981 without replacing the entire window. My mother-in-law fell into the window. Luckily, it was covered with thick curtains and no one was hurt, but the inside pane is broken, gone.
But it's a thermal pane window?
You mean like filled with argon gas or something like that?
Well, not argon, but it's a double pane glass.
Yeah, there's an outside window.
You can't just replace the glass of a thermal pane. Replace the whole thermal pane. I don't know where you do you know? Can you tell me where you live? Like what part of the city area of Chicagoland? If he's still there,
Aurora. What's Aurora West Side.
Yeah, so you need to go to a glass company, bring them the sash, and they'll make a new thermal pane for you, and then you can replace it. And then temporarily, you could either put a piece of plywood or a piece of plexiglass temporarily while they fix the sash, but you're going to need an entirely new thermal pane.
Okay, Lou, a couple quick ones before I let you go, because it sounds like you're getting out of your truck. Manufacturer of my new gas lawnmower says I never have to change the oil. Just top it off. Does Lou think that oil changes are not required?
No, I don't think that. And I think that the lawnmower companies are in the business of selling lawnmowers. And so I am just like a car dealer, car manufacturers in the business of selling cars. Good maintenance, especially on gas-powered equipment, should be done. And an oil change, if you're someone that uses your mower all the time, oil changes every year is my recommendation.
Okay. Another, I'm redoing my roof on an industrial building flat roof. Should I use white or black color for this product?
Well, I think that the heat, white is the way to go because the heat gain during the summer is what I think costs you the most, more so than in the winter months. So I would go with white.
All right. Thanks so much, Lou.
Have a nice day.